You know, Drapes, I was ready to come in a little hot, as you would say, coming to you from the Golden One Center. But after Simone's update, I feel like it's time to, you know, relax, take your shoes off, and smell the azaleas, huh?
All is right in the world, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Yeah,
out,
it certainly is.
Rushing through traffic and everything, honking my horn, and then you hear Simone's soothing voice. It's like,
okay, I think everything's all right.
I feel like I'm on a therapy session or something. Got my feet on the couch and everything.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that, Simone.
Yeah, thank you, Simone.
Of course, lucky for everyone in Sacramento. We'll be doing leaderboard coverage all weekend long.
Yes. Here's what I was going to say, Drapes. You know, I'm hearing a lot, and I understand it, and the drumbeat gets louder and louder and louder, the anti-Harrison Barnes drumbeat. And I think for the most part, obviously it's fair. I think for the most part, it's inbound. Some people get a little carried away. But driving in today, you know, listening to my guy Styles and Watkins, heard a couple people coming after HB. But there's one thing that I think needs to be said here. And maybe you can shed some light on this.
Yes, I will.
And I know of late, especially when the Kings need Harrison Barnes, like, where is he? So I get that. But I notice, what's he doing right now, last few games, when he comes out of a game? What does he do?
He goes and hops on the bike.
Yeah, yes. What's up? Is he hurt?
No, to keep loose. He's always done that. That's nothing new.
Keep loose?
Yes. Dude. When you get as old as him, 31 or whatever it is, 30, you know, you got to keep loose to play with these young guys. That's something he's always done.
It's always done. All right.
Don't hit the panic button.
No, I was looking
for
an excuse for him.
Right. No.
That's what I was looking for.
I tell you what. I didn't listen today to those guys before us, but if Harrison Barnes is a topic on this day.
It was people calling in. Yeah, it was people calling in.
Man, misguided curiosity, I'll say. Like, Harrison Barnes, I'll be honest with you. Harrison Barnes should be about the sixth thing we talk about today.
But he's a symbol of the frustration that fans have right now. A lot of fans wish that was a real bike and that he would get on it and just... That's how a lot of fans... Again, fans are going to fan. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, maybe it is time to start somebody else. But tonight against the Pelicans, for example, who would you even start?
Right.
If you start Trey Lyles, you have some defensive issues, right?
Right. No, Trey is solid. Trey's a good player. There's nothing, you know. But it goes back to same thing with Kevin Huerter earlier this season.
Mm-hmm.
If you bench Harrison Barnes, what are you expecting to get from him when he comes into the game? And let me say this, and I'm going to give Harrison Barnes some credit because he's better than I am. This dude has been a whipping boy and the guy being blamed ever since he got here. And he has been nothing but professional. How many times when this team was struggling, when this team was trash, they were winning 30 games, 28 games. How many times was Harrison Barnes the guy at the podium answering all the questions? And so we had this conversation 4 months ago about Harrison Barnes. And you guys know how I feel about HB. He's had a decent season. Don't come to me the day after a loss, look at a box score, and say Harrison Barnes didn't do his job when 3 or 4 other guys also underperformed.
But
Whitey, stop. Because I tell you this.
We're just getting started.
The Denver Nuggets won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
They did not win the championship because of Peyton Watson or Christian Brown or KCP. They won the championship because Jokic, because of Jamal Murray, because of Gordon, the top guys performed. Let's not talk about Harrison Barnes being the difference between 45 wins and 55 wins. The stars got to be like stars, especially today. If your stars don't play like stars, it does not matter what Harrison Barnes does.
But Harrison Barnes is too often not a factor.
That's not true, Whitey. That is not
no,
true.
No. I said often he's not a factor. You can look it up. There are games where he's not a factor. I think even Stan Van Gundy said this on the TNT broadcast. He said, sometimes Barnes disappears. So that's why fans get so frustrated.
So let me ask you,
the margin for error is so thin.
This is
and
terrible.
Hanging on.
This is awful discussion right now. This is ridiculous.
Why is it
because
a bad thing to discuss why fans are so frustrated when the team's not playing well?
How about this? I could say Too many times Keegan Murray disappears. Too many times during the season Kevin Huerter disappear. Too many times Malik Monk disappear. It comes and goes with guys. What we need, that's why they're role players.
Mm-hmm.
Role players don't play at an elite level every single night. Let's talk about Harrison Barnes. Sure, lately he's had some issues, but
and that's the point.
But
you can't just overlook that and go, well,
never mind. Are we having that conversation about Domas also? Are we having that conversation?
We're going to
get to it. Are we having that conversation about Keegan Murray also? Are we having that conversation about De'Aaron Fox also?
Are you saying that if you can't say it about all of them, you can't say it about one guy?
No, I'm saying we're picking on one guy when Harrison Barnes, when we talk about the issues of this team,
mm-hmm.
Harrison Barnes is like fourth or fifth down the line.
Well,
are we really starting the show about Harrison Barnes,
yes,
Sacramento?
Because
that's
fans
terrible.
Are
I'm
very
not, I can't be a part of this. I can't be a part of this.
You're leaving because fans are frustrated over Harrison Barnes. Well, that'll be the end of the Drive Guys for today. It'll be the Drive Guy with you because Drapes has had enough of the Harrison Barnes talk. Which, by the way, I mentioned because heard this coming in, a number of fans frustrated, and a lot of fans are frustrated right now with the fact that the Kings are not playing well. And they got a huge game tonight against a New Orleans team that they have to beat.
That's terrible. I'm back. But let me say this.
What?
Because this is a huge game, and we're starting about with Harrison Barnes. You know what I need for tonight? And I don't care what fans are saying on YouTube. I don't care what fans are saying on the text. I don't care what fans are saying on the call line. On this night, I need De'Aaron Fox to be better than any of the Pelicans. I need Domantas Sabonis to dominate tonight. I need Mike Brown to be at his best.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Harrison freaking Barnes? Come on, man.
Why not? We can talk about him without blaming him. This has been an extremely frustrating season, and fans see Harrison Barnes in many ways as a symbol of that frustration. So I think we have to talk about it, and it would be nice if we could talk about it in a logical fashion without getting to the point where you got to, I've had it, throw down your headphones.
Let's talk about it then. What do you
got to be better than that.
No, what are we talking, like, all right, if we're really starting, like, that's like starting the show talking about 49ers, about the punter. You know, the punter,
punter
kicker got to be better, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it was the punter's fault.
We're not starting. You start with the stars, and then you talk about the other guys. I need De'Aaron Fox to shoot a high percentage tonight. I need Domas to take more than seven shots.
Actually, the reason I brought it up, as I tried to say when we started, I was actually trying to defend Harrison Barnes.
Oh, all right, go ahead.
That's what I was trying to do. And then you say, we shouldn't talk about it. Of course we should talk about it. A lot of people are talking about it, and I like to think we're skilled enough and knowledgeable enough to talk about it and acknowledge that a lot of fans are frustrated and still have a reasonable conversation about it.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that we're stomping our feet and he's the worst or he's the best.
If you want passion, then you may have to get some you want some just settled down, quiet talk. This is the biggest game of the season.
Yeah.
And I might need Simone to chime back in to calm me down.
Settle down, brother.
What is your problem?
You settle down in here.
Simone,
what happened?
We're talking about Harrison Barnes to start the show. Think about that. If I go out there and do the pregame today and I talk about Harrison Barnes, like Harrison Barnes to me, as much as I love the guy, he's an afterthought. Like Harrison Barnes?
Do you understand why I brought him up? Brought him up because he's
exactly
a hot topic on the station today.
No, is he really?
And
no,
I would
forget them yahoos before us. Those are a bunch of trolls calling in and things like that. I'm not going to – just because bring it up, I'm not going
to
do that.
Well,
the hot topic
today – and you need
today,
to deal with
it. The hot topic today is this is a must-win game for the Sacramento Kings,
mm-hmm.
and everybody needs to play a great game.
The hot
topic isn't whether you should start Trey Lyles in game 79 of the season and bench Harrison
It wasn't
Barnes.
A hot topic until you made it one.
You just said it was the hot topic earlier today on the station.
I said people were talking about it.
Man, I don't care what them yahoos are talking about. I'm telling you this.
That's our
job.
I'm
trying to talk about this huge matchup tonight. How are we going to defend Zion? How are we going to uncork De'Aaron Fox? How are we going to get Keegan Murray?
Yeah.
How are we going to beat these guys tonight? It's not about Harrison Barnes. Now, if you want to talk about Harrison Barnes, okay, let's talk about Harrison Barnes. What do you got on me for Harrison Barnes?
Harrison Barnes needs to have a good night tonight.
I agree.
You can start there, especially defensively. What I was going to say was for all the people that say it's time to start somebody else,
It gets down to this matchup tonight and how problematic that is. Harrison Barnes is actually your best bet defending some of the Pelicans' rangy, strong front court players. That was one of my points.
That was your point about why he should still be in the starting.
And I also, as you, and thank you for correcting me, you know, you say, well, he's always on the bike. I was thinking, hey, maybe HB's a little, because he hasn't played well lately. He's probably worn down like the rest of them. But we'll not put that away. It's a big part of the conversation today. But you're right. The Kings, we talk a lot about must win, must win. This is, by definition, if you want to finish in the top six, you must win tonight.
You got to win tonight, and you got to beat a team that's kicked your butt. And the thing about tonight's matchup that upsets me and concerns me when I see the Pelicans, and they've had a tremendous season. Give Willie Green some credit. But if I'm the Sacramento Kings, I'm looking back at the film from earlier in this season, especially in the games here in this building, and how Herb Jones was laughing at us, how all these guys were just giggling, running up and down the court while kicking our butt. That's what I want to talk. I want to talk about how are our guys going to respond. Who's the leader that's going to lead this team tonight onto the floor? To me, it has to be De'Aaron and Domas. They have to play arguably their best games of the season tonight. They are the tone setters for this franchise. They are the tone setters out there tonight. I know the crowd is going to be lit. Like, De'Aaron Fox and Domas, they got to be the top two players on this floor, not only because of the stakes, what's at hand right now, not only because of the seeding, the standings, but because those guys, and I'm talking about the Pelicans, came into your building a couple of times and twice down there and kicked your butt while smiling in your face. Somebody needs to be pissed off and ready to do battle and take care of these guys tonight and beat them and send a message.
There's no question. Every time the Pelicans have beaten the Kings, it's been especially painful. We'll run those back down for you, figure out how the Kings can compete with New Orleans tonight in this must-win situation from the Golden One Center. You staying? Sticking around?
I'm good. I'm going to take my blood pressure medicine. I'm going to calm down.
All right.
Some popcorn. So, yeah, I'm good.
We're just getting warmed up here. Drive, guys, on Sacktown Sports.
Down Sports.
And it's the Kings and the Pelicans tonight. Have you noticed, Drapes, every time the Pelicans play the Kings this year, not only have they beaten them, we know that, but it's been a little extra. The first time they played those two games in New Orleans. November 20th was the first game. The Kings had won six straight. And we were starting to feel like, all right, I think they got to 8-4. After that bad start, you know, in Houston, we felt like, all right, the Kings, they're back on track. This is the team we thought they were. They got blown out in the first game, and then they lost the second game as well. It's like, they lost back-to-back games. That's tough. Then you remember back here on the 4th of December, the Kings with a chance to do what? To go to Vegas.
Yeah, in-season tournament.
Yeah.
What happened?
What happened was 127-117, Pelicans beat them.
And that was a gut punch. That was bad.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the worst defeat.
No.
Those guys.
No. Then you go back to January 7th. And the Kings had won 4 of 5. It was right after they played the Raptors here. There was a lot of talk about what's going to happen with Siakam. Remember, the Kings had that thriller over Orlando, double overtime game. And what happened? New Orleans 133, Sacramento 100. Mm. So every time they played the Pelicans, it's been humbling, to say the least.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes matchups are just too difficult to handle. You know, I look at a team like the Knicks. I look at Boston, you know, Houston. Those are tough matchups.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store Or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Sacramento Kings. And, you know, we've talked about the length and lack thereof on Sacramento. This Pelicans team is long throughout. Trey Murphy, you know, he's a long guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Valanciunas does a solid job against his country mate, you know, his good friend, if you will, and Domantas Sabonis. Herb Jones, arguably the best on-ball defender. You know, Zion is a load going downhill. And so I think the makeup of this New Orleans team really causes the Kings problem. And it's not only the length, it's the attitude that which they play with as well. Guys like Najee Marshall. Jose Alvarado, remember that game down in New Orleans, I think it was? He was a pest, and he single-handedly changed that game. And so,
and he picked Fox's pocket right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're right. Picked this, you know. And so he's a pain in the butt. And that's what I'm saying. You know, going to, like, fifth time seeing these guys, and they've pretty much beaten you handily every time.
And it's gotten worse.
And it's gotten worse. Like, you got to – you know, you can't just let somebody beat you five times, man. Mm-hmm. I don't care, man. You can't just lay over. That's why you got to come out fighting tonight.
No Brandon Ingram tonight, but then also, I don't know if you have any update on Keegan, but Keegan questionable. He's
got
to play, right? If he can,
got to.
He can run, he
got
to play.
Got to. And, you know, it was sort of similar to what we saw the other night as well. He went into that game questionable and then obviously gave it a go. And so I fully expect him to play tonight. It got to be one of those, you know, all hands on deck. If you're healthy enough, even if you're 80% and can give the team something, come on out there and do it. And so I fully expect him to play tonight.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you'd love for the Kings to have their best player rise to the occasion tonight. But that's one of the reasons the Pelicans have beaten the Kings four times. They really have done a great job defensively on De'Aaron Fox. We have some numbers we will go through, but at some point, I don't want to stare directly at them right now, but they've really shut him down. He has been, for the most part, other than that second game there, where he didn't shoot especially well, but he had some nice numbers. Other than that, he's been a non-factor.
Well, it's because of the length, right? It's, you know, it's
and they get pretty physical with him,
and they get physical, and you sort of look at what Dallas was able to do against De'Aaron Fox a few weeks ago, and, you know, the book is out, like, you know, the best defenders on Fox are long, athletic, physical guys. And this Pelicans team, they got a number of them. I fully expect to see Herb Jones start out on De'Aaron Fox out there tonight. You know, the matchup, you know, I hope we take advantage of. I think CJ will be on Keon Ellis. Like, you know, if Keon could come with the same kind of fire that we saw the other night and make CJ work defensively, because I think – you know, and CJ might be in his hotel room listening right now. If he is, shout out to you, CJ. But to me, he's a minus defensively. And so if I'm Sacramento, and one thing I think we could do a better job of is start targeting the opponent's weakest link as well. Don't let De'Aaron just have to deal with Herb Jones for 40 minutes tonight. Make life easier. Maybe a 1-2 switch, you know, with a screen with Keon and De'Aaron. Maybe get Valanciunas uphill in some pick and rolls a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see tonight.
Mm-hmm. Because offensively, as we know, the Kings, the last, what has it been, 11 games now, whatever, since Malik's been out, they're really looking for answers.
They are, and you brought it up yesterday, day before, and it seems like the only answers they're finding is firing more three-pointers. You know, and that's not what you want to do against this Pelicans team, which is, you know, one of the better defensive teams in the entire NBA. You know, they defend the three-pointer better than any team in the association. And so you got to, you know, I think this is a team, they don't really have a shot blocker, a rim protector. So hopefully if you can beat your man or get downhill a little bit, you can break down this defense.
I know Sam was on with Dave today, mm-hmm. the Jason Ross Show featuring Dave Weigland, and he was saying that he feels the Kings offensively since Malik went down, they're searching for their identity. I know that's a term we've used a lot this year. I guess that's one way to put it. I feel like fourth quarter of games now, they have trouble executing because they're not sure what it is they're supposed to be executing.
Right, right.
Because they haven't found something that's really working.
Yeah, you're right. And as I watch it, to your point, I don't know what they're trying to execute, really. Mm-hmm. Is it their usual first quarter offense? Is it give it to Fox and let him take over? You know, he hasn't been as good this season in the clutch. And I think teams are doing a great job taking the Kings out of what they like to do late in games.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Upping the physicality,
uh-huh.
getting a little more handsy, and really junking it up. And, you know, and we said it a few weeks ago. We talked about it. Harrison Barnes said, you know, with Malik out, we got to lean into the offense more. I wish at times you don't lean into the offense. Go make a play, you know? Like, I feel like at times.
You mean the system. Yeah, yeah.
The system. Yeah, exactly.
There don't you go, taking so shots at Harrison Barnes.
But I'm allowed to because that's my guy, you know what I mean? 90% of the time, I'm a big him up, you know? But I think, you know, it's going to be tough tonight, man. Let me ask you this, because we're talking about the Pelicans' length and all this. Is this a game where the Kings can win on a defensive end? Or is it too tough of a matchup trying to slow down Zion?
They have to have a little bit of everything, right? I think they need to win a couple of ways. That'd be one way. I just think bottom line for them tonight, the shots have to go in.
Mm.
And maybe that alone isn't enough. They're going to have to defend at a high level. Maybe they're just due, you know, having lost to this team four times, have one of those nights where everything they throw in the general direction of the basket goes in. But I thought it was really interesting the point you just made about the way teams seem to be taking the Kings out of their offense. Long story short, you got your igniter, Malik Monk. He's just not part of it anymore to come in and you know, get your offense going. And it looks like the high post offense through Domas, teams are just collapsing on it now, and the Kings don't have a counter for that other than spray threes. And when those aren't going in, it's like, all right, now what, right?
You're 100% right, man. The darn spray threes. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. It's live by the three, die by the three. You know, and Doc Rivers used to always say, it's a make-miss league. When you're making them, it's great. But then when you're missing them, which they did in the second half last game, what do you fall back on? What do you do? And I think and this is something, you know, I've brought up time and time again, especially late in games. When you watch most NBA teams late in games, they give it to their star players. Oh, dude just went down. You see that, Whitey?
It's a flop. Yeah. He's fine.
All right, he's fine. All right.
Yeah, see?
Oh, man. All right, he's good. All right.
Yeah.
Most times late in games, you put it in your star player's hands, and then you run everything off that. You see how the defense reacts. You know, you watch Jokic last night. Give him the ball, and then he reads and reacts. You know, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, however, you know. And so is it where we give De'Aaron Fox more of the ball in the clutch?
Mm-hmm.
Run two-man game with him and Sabonis. Switch it up. That's one thing that I don't think we do enough with De'Aaron Fox is the pick and roll. We do it a lot with Malik
Monk. He's not that good at it. He's not as good at it as he could be.
Right, he's as he could be, exactly. I just don't think we see it that much, you know? And he made a couple of passes, I thought, last game against OKC where it was like, oh, you do have that in your bag. You do have that in your arsenal. I think I would like to see that a little bit more tonight.
I think the problem with what you said, and I think this is fascinating. Most teams, we need a bucket, give the ball to your best player.
Yeah.
That's De'Aaron in this case. And then when you do that, it's almost like, okay, we're not doing what we normally do offensively. And then that seems to throw everything out of whack, you know, because it's almost like this offense since the last couple of years, it's like a split personality.
Yeah.
There's the, okay, Malik and De'Aaron are going to run things offense. And then there's the go through the high post and spray threes offense. And sometimes the two of them, it's like, well, which one are we doing?
Yeah.
And they have a hard time making the mesh, if you will. That's the way it looks to me.
Yeah, and, you know, one reason might be maybe they don't spend enough time working on offense B. You know what I mean? Like a different kind of offense. Because to your point, when it bogs down, like I feel like guys just are sort of unsure of what to do out there late in games. And it's going to take a heroic effort from De'Aaron Fox. a heroic effort when he was healthy from Malik Monk, you know? And then, obviously, without Malik, who's that other guy that's going to step up and sort of take over? You know, I just don't think we have that, you know? And so, and you look at De'Aaron Fox, too, against a team like the Pelicans tonight, it's hard to go one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
the reason Jokic is so great is look at his size. LeBron, look at his size. Tatum, look at, you know, De'Aaron Fox is small compared to most star players out there. And so, and you know what's interesting? I forget who it was. I don't know if it was Becky Hammond or something, somebody that said, you won't be able to win a championship when your star player is on a smaller side.
Well, she was talking about Brunson, right?
Yeah, she was talking about Brunson. Yeah. Exactly. And so I wonder in today's NBA, you know, with the size and the length and an athleticism, you know, how effective can De'Aaron be on a night in and night out? He was fantastic last year, but he's taking a step back. We need that tonight from De'Aaron Fox.
Curtis Hicks on the chat. If the players play mad the way Drape started the show, we're winning by 30.
I've been having a great day, too, man. I was having a good day, you know, had coffee today, you know, had my therapy session. Like, your boy was in a solid mood until I heard Harris and freaking Barnes. People are talking about HB on a night like tonight. Come on, man.
When we come back, suddenly I have to confess, I don't agree with it, but I understand what Dave meant yesterday. I understand what he meant. All right?
Okay.
You'd want to sit that one out?
I might. Yeah. You might have had a talk with him after the show and he explained his point or something.
It's next here from the Golden One Center. Drive guys on Sactown Sports. How about this? Drape's Takes is coming up about
I thought that whole first segment was a Drape's Takes. Man, I might be out of takes.
That was a Drape's Takes pregame. So we have that coming up on this big, big day for the Kings. Yesterday, we talked to Carmichael Dave. We had him on because some people were a lot more discouraged by the OKC loss than I think we were. I know you were celebrating your birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a bad loss, but some people were like, that's it, I'm out. And Dave, on Twitter, right, he posted a poll, would you just want the season to be over now? And we had him on to try to explain, what's wrong with you? There's a lot of basketball left. We love the games, and we have more games to watch this way. We don't know what's going to happen, but this is fun. And this morning, it was weird. I woke up, I was like, oh, I see what he meant, and I don't agree with it. But for some people like Dave, every loss is so painful. He and some people are starting to think, man, they're not going to win another game. I would rather just have this end than see that. Now, that's a terrible way to look at it.
Right.
But, you know, fans that have been here a long time and have gone through this, some fans start to look at it that way. That's what he meant. As backwards thinking as that is, I'm sure there are a lot of people that feel that way.
Yeah, it's definitely backwards. And, you know, here's the thing. It'd be different, you know, from my vantage point, it'd be different if this was 5 years ago, four years ago, when we were winning 25 games, 30 games.
Right.
Then I'm like, man, can we just get this over with? But this is still a very entertaining team, still a very, very entertaining product, still a chance to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And so now's not the time to be jumping off ship, if you will. And I get it. It's painful. Trust me. You know, when I do those post-game shows after a loss, it's like, I can't say no more. What more can I say about this team? But, you know, as a fan, you take the loss, you absorb it, you sleep on it, and then the sun comes up tomorrow. All right, let's get back on this horse. Let's try it again.
Right.
That's how it has to be. And so, you know, that's why I can never agree with, man, let's just get this season.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, we've had some great wins, and I think people forget the great wins. The bad losses, and my dad growing up, he used to always say, people always remember the bad times more than the good times because it hurts and everything like that. But you also got to look at the life, the King season.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And be like, there's been a lot of high points to this season as well.
Yeah, you know how it is, too, when you talk to coaches. A coach could have won. You could talk to any coach who's won multiple championships, but they're going to say, yeah.
That one.
But we should have had that.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting how people process it. You seem to process it more like you get a little angry about it. And some people, sounds like maybe Dave, I don't know, I don't hang out with him when the Kings lose, but it's more like an internal sort of, oh, you know, you almost take it personally. It's like, oh, I don't want to go through this anymore. And it's just a bad way to look at it when, as you say, this is a Kings season where they still have a chance to accomplish some things that maybe we will never forget.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Like I said, when you're winning one every five games or one every four games, but – you know, it has no doubt been a roller coaster, obviously, this season. But there's been some tremendous highs, I think. You know, how about the win in Minnesota with no De'Aaron Fox? Mm-hmm. Let's remember that as well. And so I get it. It's tough. You know, it's like two steps forward, one step back, you know, kind of thing. But I like enjoying, you know, I wake up each day, all right, this will be our day, Kings. We got this, you know, and so I still believe in these guys.
You made a great point yesterday pointing out that, yes, the Kings have kicked some away this year that they should not have. There's no way around that. They should not have lost those games. But they've won games that they weren't expected to win, and even some of the games maybe they were expected to win, they've won in exciting fashion. You look at the wins over the Lakers, the wins over the Warriors. Yeah. You mentioned how many times they've beaten Denver, that win at Minnesota.
Yeah.
There's been a lot about this year that you can still feel good about that should buoy you and give you some hope going forward, even though right now, let's face it, they've got some roster challenges.
Yeah, how about the blowout loss against the Clippers? A week or two ago, you know, here at home, you know? And so, sure, you know, the outlook is kind of, you know, not rosy, you know, for a deep playoff run, but you still have a shot. And I go back to Miami last year. You know, how tough and difficult was it for their fan base? And look what wound up happening. Mm-hmm. They made it all the way to the finals. And so that's why I'm not ready to, you know, cash in yet or fold or anything like that, because, you know, anything is possible, you know? Who knows? You get a perfect first-round matchup. Somebody gets hurt or something like that. You got to play the games out before you know, at least for me, before I, you know, just get rid of it and say, all right, I'm looking forward to next season.
I'm really looking forward to this tonight.
Okay.
As you said, you've got the Pelicans, and they are number one in the NBA in defending the three-point line. Mm-hmm. At least percentage-wise. And they're overall, the Pelicans are number four in defensive rating. We know the Kings have struggled offensively, and they have been perhaps over-relying on the three the last few games. So they've got to have a plan B tonight, right? It's like we're struggling in this area, and the team we're playing, they defend the three-point shot better than anybody. So I can't wait to see what the counter is. Is it maybe Sasha plays? I have no idea. Is it focus on getting out, pushing pace? I don't know, but I'm anxious to see how the Kings try to counter those facts.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, like you said, is it Sasha? Who's going to be the guy that steps up? Is it Keegan Murray? Is it a new wrinkle offensively?
Is it Harrison Barnes?
Is it my guy Harrison Barnes, you know, who is due for a nice game? And so, you know, the thing about sports, and you know it as well as I do, the unknown. Nobody knows. It could be a Harrison Barnes 7 3-point game. It could be De'Aaron Fox going off for 50 tonight. It could be Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis, Davion. And so you don't know, and I think that's the beauty of sports here, you know. I would say, you know, in terms of matchup, this is the one matchup where you probably got a good idea, but you still don't know for sure. And so I'm excited to see how our guys perform tonight. National TV game, TNT in the house, in the building for this one. You know, obviously it didn't go too well last week. On national TV against the Knicks, or on Tuesday against Oklahoma City. But, you know, it's an opportunity tonight to do something good.
And the fans have an opportunity again tonight.
Yes.
To show why they are the best fans in the NBA.
Right. And this fan base will be rocking.
Yeah.
They understand. The thing about Sacramento Kings fans, they're knowledgeable about basketball. They know where their team stands. They know what the standings looks like. They know, you know, how big and how important of a game that we're going to have here tonight. And so this crowd, they'll be ready, man. And, you know, I think, and it's been a tough season, obviously, I'm hoping that this Kings team, the players, respond in the right way, because there have been a lot of gut punches in this building where the fans bring their A game and the team comes with its C game. I'm hoping we see a better game tonight. A
couple of quick thoughts here on the chat. Curtis Six says, you got to take the lumps in order to make the jumps. Ryan Williams Art says, after last game, I need Sabonis to channel some aggression tonight. Fight extra hard inside. Get angry, Domas, like someone just slapped your grandma. Oh. And John Williams says, they need to push the pace and force action into the paint. Keegan has to be much more aggressible. And I don't know if that's a typo or I love that word. I mean, they got to be aggressible.
Aggressible, right?
You got to be aggressible tonight.
I like that with John Williams coming out with some new words, aggressible.
Yes, that perfectly describes it. We got Drapes Takes when we come right back to the Gold One Center with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Yeah, we could use some positivity today and tonight on the chat here from Linda Harold. Drapes, we were just talking about, you know, people are focusing on the bad losses.
Yep.
Let's not forget all the good wins. And Linda says, I was at the Golden One Center when the Kings trailed but ended up beating the Golden State Warriors by 1 point in November. What a great memory. I'll never forget that game because I was watching it on my phone in a department store in Okinawa.
Oh, yeah, that was when you were gone, right?
Yeah, that was a great game.
And I think we were down 24 at one point or something like that, and we came back and beat the Warriors. And so I understand it feels like it's been a down season, Kings fans. But like we just said, Linda pointed out, there's been a lot of great wins for this squad this year.
Yeah, right now it is time for Drapes Takes.
Calm down, Lion. Calm down. Take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
Kings fans, it's your boy Drapes. We have to rise up tonight. This is the biggest game of the season. And remember a couple weeks ago when the Dallas Mavericks were on in town, I had my De'Aaron Fox jersey on. I had the shooting sleeve on. I had the headband on. It was all hands on deck. Well, this is a different level. This is a game where you got to put on your hard hat here, Whitey. This isn't about fun and games or anything like that. And I think we've been let down so many times in this building by this team that they have to come out and have a good showing tonight. This is as big of a must-win as, you know, since Game 7 of last year against the Warriors. Because here's the thing, and I said it earlier, it's not just about the standings. It's not just about achieving number 6. You're going to let the freaking Pelicans?
Payback.
The Pelicans beat
payback
you 5 times? Uh-uh. So who's in that locker room right now breathing hot fire? Who's in the shooting, in the practice facility right now? You ever see those old school movies where the guy's in jail and he's pumping iron, can't wait to get out? That's how I need De'Aaron Fox to be tonight. I need somebody to come out and breathe some hot fire. I need a high compete level from these guys tonight.
Absolutely. We need that the rest of the year, right? That's the price of admission. That's a prerequisite. If you don't bring that out on the floor, you might as well just turn right around and go back into the locker room and not play.
Exactly.
You have to have
that. You have to have that, which brings me to my second Drapes Take. I think the guy that can do that and the guy that must do that is Domantas Sabonis. I understand him and Valanciunas are boys. They know each other's moves. But after what we saw last game against Chet Holmgren in OKC, 2 of 7 from the field, 8 points, you're an all-NBA performer. I need Domantas Sabonis to put us on his back. You know what I need, Whitey?
What do you need?
I need 25 and 17 tonight with 8 or 9 assists. I need Wilt Chamberlain-like numbers. This is our season, which is hanging in the balance, Sacramento Kings fans. I need Domas to play like that all-NBA caliber center he is.
He has really struggled since Malik went down. Will Z has some numbers today. Field goal percentage in the last 11 games. Domas, before the injury, 60.9% since Malik.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, We sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Injury 48.4%, which is not bad,
but
nowhere near what we grew accustomed to get from him.
Exactly, and it's you know, kind of bad for a guy that doesn't shoot jumpers.
Yeah.
Most of his shots are in the painted area, so I need Domantas Sabonis to be that dude tonight. Can I switch gears lastly for my final Drapes take?
Please!
Because this is something that's been upsetting me for years, and please indulge me, Kings fans and listeners, right now. You and I are big golfers, right?
Yeah.
We like golf.
Four.
How come I can't find the Masters on TV this morning? How come I gotta wait till noon to look at TV coverage of the Masters? Unless you have ESPN Plus and you gotta subscribe and you can watch it online. I wanna roll out of bed with my boxers still on, cold up in my eye, my coffee not even cold yet, and turn on and watch my guy Tiger Woods. I haven't been able to watch a lick of the Masters because it wasn't on TV this morning. What are we doing, Whitey? It's 2024. We're supposed to make things more accessible. The Masters, you need a Rubik's Cube to figure out where to find that thing.
Good for you, though, for holding out. I know
that hobby.
Our friend Jerry Reynolds, a great Chiefs fan. You know, remember they had that playoff game?
Right.
It was on Peacock?
Yes.
And Jerry says, well, I'm not watching it. And he loved
it. He didn't watch it, really.
I'm not doing it. Well, so good for you.
No, and my daughter asked me because she wanted to watch WrestleMania the other day. It's like, Dad, do we have Peacock Plus? I'm like, heck no, we don't have Peacock Plus. I already got 80 other subscriptions. I'm paying $400 for cable. I'm paying $20 for ESPN. I'm playing this for Disney, this for Hulu. No, I'm done with subscriptions, big fella. I'm done. I'm fired up right now, man. Between that Harrison Barnes talk and this, you know, subscription stuff and not watching the Masters, man, I'm fired up. So that's Drapes Takes. It's brought to you by Alsco Uniforms. Discover why it pays to keep clean with Alsco Uniforms.
I have to tell you, talking about the Masters on TV brings up an unhappy memory for me because it brings up an example of when I was probably not the parent that I needed to be.
Really?
So you go back, my oldest daughter, Lonnie, she was probably in junior high or maybe early high school, and she was a big basketball fan. She wanted to watch the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
And Masters were on. So, and we had two TVs, but somebody else was watching something else. So I'm watching golf. She says, can we turn to basketball? I said, yeah. As soon as there's a commercial comes on. She goes, okay.
Ooh.
Well, that was the year that they didn't have commercials.
Oh, no. And how old was she?
She's probably about 12.
Oh, ouch. They are very much aware. That, you know.
And after, you know, 20 minutes, whatever, I go, by the way, just so you know, there's no commercial.
And you knew that.
Yeah.
And you knew that.
Yeah.
So, that's dirty, right?
That was.
That's dirty.
I'm not proud of it. I'll just say that.
I'm not going to dish your parenting skills.
No, you should, because that was bad.
All right.
I was like, no. I mean, I can acknowledge, like, yeah, that's really not how you
but
do it.
But I'm hanging with the kids last night, and my daughter loves watching Dance Moms. She done watched this, you know. She's already watched every episode. Now she's rewatching them. Now, mind you, it's my birthday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we come home from Denny's dinner. Shout out McCooney and my guy Taro.
I thought you said Denny's.
Denny's.
Come back from Denny's.
White Castle or something. No, but we come back and I'm like, all right, what should we watch? You know? And, you know, she asked me that. I said, oh, we can watch basketball. She didn't say a word. She actually let me watch basketball. Usually she grabs the remote.
Oh,
but you
okay.
know what she did? She grabbed the iPad and then just sat in my lap while I'm watching basketball. She's in my lap watching Dance Moms. But usually she commandeers the main TV. And for my birthday, she let me have the main TV, man.
So, all right. That was a lot nicer than I was.
Right, exactly. Oh, man. Hey, real quick, I'm looking at the text line. A couple of things. 916, Domas needs to use that right hand. I thought it was unlocked with Doug over the summer. Nick said that. What happened to it, right? We've seen flashes of it, but not enough, you know? And I think, you know, when you get in the heat of the moment and the action, it's hard to, you know, go back to something you don't know well. You rely on what you know best.
I just think all of his – everyone has flaws. I don't want to overstate it, but they're being magnified now because he's getting so much defensive attention.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. And, you know, he's at the top of the scouting report. Him and De'Aaron Fox and teams are doing their best to take it away. Also from the 916, back to our Harrison Barnes conversation. Harrison Barnes is now the Jason Thompson of the Kings. I just can't wait until his tenure is over. Barf. Are we really? This dude averaging 12 points a game. Well, I just don't get it. Like the slander. And you know, you can say, I wish he performed, but this guy is saying barf. He's comparing him to Jason Thompson. Like
well, I'm telling you,
good comparison, man.
He's become a symbol.
No, it's not.
He's become a symbol to fans of all their frustrations, fairly or unfairly. A lot of fans right now, what's wrong with the Kings this year? Oh, let me tell you. Let's go to the phones here. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Ken is hanging on. What's up, Ken?
What's going on, guys? Great listening to
hey,
you.
Hey, Ken.
What's up,
listen,
Ken? What's going on?
I agree 100% with what you're saying, but New Orleans would be delighted if De'Aaron Fox takes 17 three-point shots. There is no way he should be taking 17 three-point shots. And I think the one thing you were talking about with Kings fans, I'm one of those Kings fans that take losses very personally. I'm taking them even more personally when they lose because of dumb basketball. And I think down the stretch, more often than not, lately, they don't play very smart. They literally shoot themselves out of games. They can be close in a game, neither score on a possession, and take a hurry three-point shot. Time and space doesn't seem to matter. And unfortunately, your point guard can't make those decisions. It seems like his strength used to be last year, getting to the free throw line extended, getting into his office and making shots. I don't know if he doesn't like getting bumped and he's not getting the calls, but he's not driving like he used to be. He should be taking 8 to 9 free throws a game like Alexander or OKC, but he's not getting to the line because he doesn't drive, and he's not playing to his strength. So until he does that and be the player he was last year, I think the Kings are going to suffer.
Thank you, Ken.
Good
call,
Ken.
From a
good
long time Kings fan who definitely knows the game. We're back with more on De'Aaron Fox and how have the Pelicans gone 4-0 versus the Kings? Start with these numbers, which we share with you when we come back to the Goal One Center. Drive, guys. Sacktown Sport.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.